What you can email us over the weekend should anything crop up in your life. Talk at beat102103.com.
Right, here we go. Hey guys, I feel guilty for giving out about my best friend to you, but I am so annoyed. She's getting married this November and she brought us all out for coffee on Saturday and told us, not asked us, that we will be looking after our own bridesmaids' dresses and that way we will be able to have them for another occasion. That night, she sent the link into the WhatsApp group and the dress is €200. All the girls are bitching about the cheek of her now in a separate group. Let me just point out, I have a great job and the €200 is not a problem for me. But the principle is, I just want to know, what do you guys think?
I think we've
I always say when it's wedding related and there's some kind of like issue within the bridal party or they're asking you to do something and it means forking out money, then there's like a little bit of, oh, you asked me to be your bridesmaid, therefore I would have assumed. I
think this was quite common, maybe internationally in the US and other parts, not so common in Ireland. Traditionally, the bride and groom would buy the bridesmaid dresses, but it's probably becoming more common as people try to do weddings on a smaller budget.
That's fine though, Niall, if you have that relationship where you've spoken about it and it's very much a mutual understanding of what the role, I don't want to say role, but like your friends, but what it involves. What I will say is, as her best friend, right, for her to come along and tell you this is the dress and not ask or not even say, would you mind, we're trying to do this on a little bit of a budget. Because if someone came to me, if my best friend or my friend came to me and said, we're getting married, but look, we're trying to keep this really low, would you mind buying a dress? And if so, what dress would you like to get?
Or what kind of budget would you guys like to work in?
And style. Yeah. Like, this girl has gone ahead, picked out a dress, not asked for their opinion, just said, this is the dress, and it's €200?
Well, I think the clincher for me in that email as well was her whole suggestion is, oh, you can wear it for another occasion.
Says who?
Exactly. If you're picking the dress, well, then chances are it may not. A bridesmaid dress,
I'm sorry,
you don't.
Like, I've been bridesmaid twice, and I don't think I wore the dress again, and that's nothing against them. It's just, they were for that occasion and I didn't, actually one of them I did, but anyway, that's beside the point. I just think it's really kind of presumptuous and unfair of her to put you all in this position, and yet talking about her behind her back, you would probably be better off going to her and saying, I think you've got this wrong and I don't really think it's fair to ask. Like, she might not have an issue, but €200 is a lot of money you know?
Nowadays. Yep.
I think she's a bit grateful.
Who is?
Do you want emailing? I think, like, I'm going to be a best man / groomsman in 27, and I never once assume that all my stuff is going to be paid for me.
I'd be fairly sure. I'd be confident now your suit will be looked after as
a groomsman.
No,
like, fine, Killian,
but like,
is
you've
your
been
best
asked
friend
to do something, and it's your best friend. Like, you should be happy instead of like, giving out in a group chat about, oh my god, it's going to cost £200, and I haven't got to look at the dress. It's not your day. It's their day. If she wants that dress, just go along, be happy
for
her.
It's
and
all
just
very
say,
well to say that, but like, you're also going to have the hen party. You're going to have, you know, are they going to pay for your stay in the hotel as a bridesmaid?
You should be expecting it though as well. You kind of know what you're in for. Weddings are expensive, whether you have to pay for everything or if they're going to contribute a bit, but you shouldn't be going like, oh well, I'm only doing it if everything's free. That's the way it's coming across to me. I think she should just be grateful and just like, right, I understand the situation I'm in, but it's not my wedding. She wants the stress. That's grand. Fair enough.
It's not my wedding. That's the crucial line.
But I don't think she's coming across as like,
I think she is to me anyway, from a man's perspective. I would never expect anything. I'd like to pay my own way for some stuff. It's going to be expensive, but I know what I'm in for now. If I knew that at the time, I would have said, look, Oren, it's going to be a bit expensive for me. I don't think I can do it. Like, I wouldn't even raise that issue with him anyway, because then you're coming across as like, oh my god, I want you to pay for it.
I think it's about how the friend handled it. I've been bridesmaid and I've had bridesmaids, and I don't think that I would, like, I think it's about how she went to them and just assumed. I think that's the issue. I think it sounds like there's a little bit of a kind of an expectation when it should be like a nice occasion.
Okay, let's get some thoughts on this. What do you think in this situation? 085 102 9103.
Let's just get through some of the messages. Adele said, Killian, in Ireland, the bride should have been expecting to pay for the bridesmaid dresses. The bridesmaid would never be expecting it. If a bride expects you to pay for things that aren't the norm in Ireland, she really should tell you before you agree. Also, the likes of, JJ's House Online has lots of bridesmaid dresses for €100. Also, men's suits are different because you can absolutely wear them again. Bridesmaid dresses are very different.
Okay. Larry says, you should never expect anything, but it's the assumption that's the problem here. And we've another one just in from Lauren.
Peace. Good morning, guys. Those girls need to speak to the bride because it's most likely going to manifest into something bigger. That's true. 200 is a huge expense on top of hen parties, hotel rooms, shoes, accessories. We were talking about this, like hen parties and stack. Like, it's not a night away, and it's fine if everybody agrees to it and you know that, like, you're putting aside a certain amount of money. But if you're going to Spain for a few nights, that's a huge cost. If the bridesmaids are going to have to pay for the dress, they need a say in it. I think that's the point. And they will most likely end up paying for their own hair and makeup at this stage too. I think we paid for our own shoes and tan and that kind of stuff, you know.
Okay. Yeah. Linda was on.
Just on the Daily Dilemma. Yeah, I disagree with Killian again. I think if you are going to ask somebody to be your bridesmaid, you know, that's a decision you've made together as a couple. Say, right, we're going to have this many bridesmaids, you know, we're going to kit them out, whatever. I did that for my wedding. I paid for all my bridesmaid stuff. They paid for their own stay in the hotel, but I paid for their shoes, their jewellery and their dress. If they wanted to do a tight budget, only have one bridesmaid maybe then, you know. But yeah, I just think she's a bit OTT, bit of a bridezilla, I think.
Okay, and Karen was on too.
Just on the Daily Dilemma, if she's expecting the bridesmaids to pay their own dresses, then I'd be like, fine, I'm not going to give her a gift, so my cost of buying the bridesmaid dress is going to be instead of giving a gift. Like, I feel like you'd say that, and then when it comes to it, it'd be very hard to do that because you're going to look scabby. But so yeah, I'm saying that, but it will be hard to do. But I just think it's so cheeky. If you're asking someone to be part of your bridal party, you have to stump up the cost. Like, fair enough, like, buy the shoes yourself, get your own shoes, maybe get your own bracelet or something, or get your own nails done, you know, all that stuff. Yeah, fair enough, pay for your own room, all that kind of thing. That should be, you know, just the bridesmaid does that. But the dress, like, I just think that's so cheeky, and I think people have just gotten so arrogant about what they expect people to spend, even when it comes to hens and everything else. I don't know, I think it's very hard to say to the bride. It's a hard one, but I think that'd be one way for people, say, who don't have the money. Then it'd be like, okay, you're going to get a small bit of money in the card, you're not going to get what you're originally going to give, and the bride can't really give out if someone did do that.
Thank you, Karen.
It's a good point. I'd be so like that. Yeah, look, totally. I'm not going to give her a present. I'm not now. I'm going to be like really defiant in this, and then here's your present.
Here's the cash. Have a great day.